My topic is, how old should a Christian live to be? In Genesis 6:3, God says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In this verse, God set the minimum number of years that his people should live at 120. This verse could be written and read like this: "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be at least 120 years. Some people misconstrue this scripture to mean that Noah had 120 years to build the ark, gather the animals, and preach until the flood came. These people say that God was saying that he was going to eradicate man from the earth after 120 years, or that God was going to eradicate everybody except Noah and his family after 120 years. They go on to say that God was giving them that much time to repent. Question: if they had repented, is the scripture implying that mankind might have continued to live to be close to 900 years old? No. The text says in Genesis 6:13, "I will destroy the earth because the earth is filled with violence. The sons of God saw the daughters of men were fair, and they took them of wives all that they chose." Verse 5 says, "And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts were only evil continually." Verse 3 says, "Therefore his days shall be 120 years. This is a judgment, not an if thou repent. Here, God is calling man's debt due. See my teaching on imputation of sin. Regardless of how one might answer the question of if they had repented, the premise that God was saying that Noah had 120 years to build the ark and gather the animals and preach until the flood came is not what God was saying. What God was saying was that he was not going to let man live forever in his present condition. Yet, he would be allowed to live at least 120 years. We know this verse is not talking about the maximum number of years that a person is promised to live, because if the 120 years that God was talking about was the maximum, then no one would live beyond the age of 120. However, we have plenty of people in the Bible and elsewhere that have lived beyond 120 years. Furthermore, Genesis 5:22 says that Noah was 500 years old when God made this pronouncement. Genesis 7:6 says, that Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. This means that Noah built the ark, gathered the animals, and preached for 100 years, not 120 years. The 120 years has to do with God shortening the lifespan of man down to a minimum of 120 years. This took place gradually during the succeeding generations. Previous to this, men were living until their 600s, 700s, 800s, and even 900s. However, during the succeeding generations after Noah, who lived to be 950, men's lives were gradually shortened. Once we get past Abraham, who lived to be 175, and Isaac, who lived to be 180, and Jacob, who lived to be 147, we have no record in the Bible or elsewhere of anyone living past the age of 140, with the possible exception of Job, who was given a second life. This means that a person should live to be somewhere between 120 and 140 years of age. Some Christians say that we are only supposed to live for 70 or 80 years. They use Psalms 90, verse 10, as their proof text. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength there be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. A score is 20. So 70 years and 10 would be 70 years, and 80 years would be 80 years. But to say that Christians can only live for 70 or 80 years is ridiculous, because there are many Christians, as well as many sinners, who live well beyond the age of 80. So this could not be what this scripture is referring to. This scripture, the 90th Psalm, was written by Moses when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. They were waiting for all the people who were adults when they first reached the promised land and refused to go into the promised land to die off. These people all died when they were about 70 or 80 because of their not believing God and their murmuring and complaining for those years when they came out of Egypt. Their days were passed away in God's wrath, and their years were spent as a tale that was told. Their 70 or 80 years were labor and sorrow, and their life was soon cut off, and they flew away. Verses 7 to 10. We see here that the Israelites, who were sentenced to die in the wilderness, only lived about 70 or 80 years. This was their sentence. This does not apply to us unless we live in sin like they did, then we may only live to about 70 or 80 years of age instead of obtaining the promise of a minimum of 120 years. You can't just live any old way you want to and expect to live to be 120. See my teaching on communion. You have to live according to the Word of God in order to receive the promises of God. Here is a list of some of the people of the Bible who live to 120 years of age and beyond, starting from the time of Abraham. Here is their names and reference. Sarah lived to 127. Genesis 23:1. Abraham lived to 175. Genesis 25:7. Ishmael lived to 137. Genesis 25:17. Isaac lived to 180. Genesis 35:28. Jacob lived to 147. Genesis 47:28. Levi lived to 137. Exodus 6:16. Kohath lived to 133. Exodus 6:18. Amram lived to 137. Exodus 6:20. Aaron lived to 123. Numbers 33:39. Moses lived to 120. Deuteronomy 34:7. Jehoiada lived to 130. 2 Chronicles 24:15. Job lived to 140 plus a second life. Job 42:16. Praise God for the reading and the hearing of His word. Amen.